All right, hello. This is my first episode on the podcast. My name is Nico the Floofy. I'm going to be making this podcast a pretty simple podcast. It's going to be me explaining what the furries are and what we do daily, or how we hang out as a community, because a lot of people don't really understand what we do. So let's first start off, what's a furry? The furry term describes a diverse community of fans, artists, gamers, and role players. Like, we, furries, they like a sort of animal that isn't a realistic animal. It's an animal that is anthropomorphized animal character. It's like a fursona. It's like our personality, just our fursona. It's sort of like an animal that we identify with and sort of represents us. And then there's the group that wear the fursuits. And I'll be talking about fursuits in a different episode, but right now we're going to talk about what are they. So we got tons and tons of information on what furries are on this website that I would highly recommend reading entirely, called Fur Science. So a small subset of furries, so about 20%, are called Therians. These people believe that they are spiritually connected with their animal. And then we got, like, the other, let me see, the other 75% are, like, under the age of 25, and approximately 84% of them identify as male. And 13% of furries identify as female. And then there's all then there's that 2.5% of transgenders. It says here that furries are predominantly white, 83%, and only 1/3 are exclusively heterosexual. People have negative views on the furry because they think that we do enjoy naked photos of animals and we are attracted to actual animals, but that's not really the case here. The case for us is we like anthropomorphized animals, and what that means, an anthro-animal is an animal with human qualities. So if an animal has human qualities, like they can stand, they can walk around on 2 feet, they can speak, they like, just think of an animal that's a human. Like a good example would be Zootopia. Every single one of those animals in Zootopia, they're pretty much anthro animals. Now, we have the myths about furries and sex. So, everyone thinks that the furry fandom is all about naked furries and furries doing that stuff in their fursuits and stuff like that, but that's... Sure, that's definitely what some people do at fur cons, like furry conventions, like a lot of furries come together. I'll talk about those as well. But it really isn't the case. We furries, we don't like to really, like, we may like the thing called a yiff or furry yiff, but that it really isn't, you know, what we focus on the most. We take the fursona that we have, and then we kind of try and express it from ourselves. And, you know, it's just a small little section of people who are just in the fandom just for the yiff and stuff like that. But I guarantee you the majority aren't. It's just a place for people to go, have fun, communicate with. It really isn't what most people think, and you can go on to, like, some normal, like, website, some news website, that was probably held up to false information. I was reading a couple articles before I read the article on First Science, and it was completely off. They would say like it's being a furry is just a fetish and stuff like that, but it's not. It's a way to express our feelings, and it's really a great place. When I joined the furry fandom about 9 months ago, I found this place to be a very welcoming place. Like, there's people of all ages in the furry fandom. We got the people who are younger, and in Discord servers and in Telegram servers, people make sure to guard these kids as like fierce as possible. We make sure that these kids aren't exposed to the horrible things that some furries do. But I'm not saying all furries are like that. We are a community. And I saw on the news earlier, it said that, let me go pull up the news blog. It said that furries have donated over $10 million to autism and diabetes research. Well, insufficient, I don't really want to say this, but insufficient little pricks like people who make fun of furries harass them for being who they are, and that totally makes sense, being sarcastic. It really wasn't a good way of them explaining it, but it's sort of a relative way. People at my school, people that I know online, people that I play with, they will hate on me for being a furry. They will do everything they can to try and insult me and try and make me feel just this bad. And they always say, oh, hey, I want to move to Germany because furries are illegal in Germany. But they really don't understand. And that's why I'm making this podcast, so people can understand why and who the furries are. And if we move on to, if we want to just have a brief talk about fursuits, we got fursuits, which are handmade, of course, pieces of clothing, like the head, usually made out of foam, and then they stitch on some fur onto it and make it look nice. It's actually really hard, but it's an art. And then we got the art side of the furry fandom. This is this is what usually attracts people into the furry fandom. Or not the majority of people, but most people. I came to the furry fandom for art, and then I found out what the furry fandom actually was, and then I got more involved with it. I'm expecting to go to my a FurCon in Vancouver, which is in Canada, in a year or two, when I get my fursuit. It's an expensive thing. It's an expensive hobby. I like to call being a furry a hobby, because we enjoy what we do. We draw. We express our feelings. We talk. I've stayed up on Discord servers, on furry Discord servers, and I've talked with the nicest people I've ever met on those servers, and I've made friends, tons of friends. And then we got those people that come in and raid the server with those nasty comments, and they don't understand what we are. They don't understand why we're like this. Like, art in the furry fandom is extraordinary. I love it. It is one of the best parts of it. I'm trying to get better at drawing myself. Whoever created or whoever drew my profile or my podcast profile picture, please contact me. At the end of the podcast, I'll put in my Instagram. Contact me over Instagram so I can give you credit, because it's amazing. And then we got the furry cons. Or fur cons. Those are furry conventions. And what people do at furry conventions is they go and there's a variety of things. There are some furry conventions that are more directed towards simple things. And then there's others that are, you know, like there's some furry cons just to come meet celebrities and stuff like that. But then there's the ones for dance battles and stuff like that. And you can earn a trophy and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure last FurCon, a 15-year-old won a trophy for dance battle. And yeah, like the thing about the furry fandom, it's nice, is we have the people who've been in the fur fandom for quite a while. And then we got the people that are coming in and they're all like excited with new ideas and they bring new things to the furry fandom, which is an important thing because then we can keep evolving and, you know, expanding, because it's crazy how many people there are and like all the support that everyone gets in this fandom. Personally, me, when I first joined the fandom, I was hated on. I was bashed on. Everyone did not agree with me. They said, let's go hunt this boy because he's a furry and he wants to be an animal. And that's what we do to animals. We hunt them. So it's not a great welcome. Like, if you do become a furry and you do decide, you know, hey, this is a cool fandom, maybe I should join, I don't think that it's a great idea to go be super open about it, unless you're that type of guy. I'm not holding you back. I'm just saying that it's not the best thing to go telling everyone and smudging it in their face, because doing that will result in some bad things, and it's not really the best thing to do. And if you feel like doing that, and maybe your friends are open to the idea and they say, hey, I don't care, you're my friend, those are the best friends. The people who hate on you and they say, no, that's not okay, you should like not do this anymore, those are the friends that shouldn't stay. And yeah. And then, yeah, so I just pulled up an article here. There was a, pretty sure a kid took his life because of it. Because people made fun of him. Night and day. Over social media. Instagram. And it's sad that people who don't understand the fandom will hate on us for this. So that's why I'm making this podcast. So people like you, and if you're a furry and you're listening to this, hand this out. Spread it around. Give it to your friends who aren't. Let them understand what we are and what we do. Because that's a big part of us. We're not just yiff lovers. We are a strong community of friends. I think that's going to be everything for this podcast. I'm going to have some more fur news from Twitter, from other social media websites. This was more just a introduction episode. And if you're an artist and you want to hit me up with some art, I'm definitely looking to get some art commissioned from my fursona. Hit me up at Nico the Floofy. Space in between Nico the Floofy and, you know, all that. On Instagram, I definitely want you to follow. And hit me up. I'm definitely looking for a commission. And I'd recommend doing that. First step is becoming a furry is finding out your fursona. And then applying it with art. So yeah, that's everything. Nico the Floofy, popping out. See you guys next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.